Joshua Levy is the team leader for the COVID-19 Vax Centre at the Bargain Chemist in Monaco. We've been speaking about pop-up venues, marae, drive-throughs, but right across the city too, there are chemists who are able to vaccinate. And he's a bit disappointed at numbers that perhaps could be coming through that aren't. The availability of the vaccine is very widespread. Joshua, thank you for joining us on Māori Radio. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe.
Good to catch up with you, Joshua. Perhaps the forgotten mix somewhat, the chemists across the city that are available to vaccinate as well. The push is really on. What's some issues that you've noted out at Bargain Chemist in Monaco, Josh?
Absolutely. So, I mean, one of the most common one is basically that we have seen this really, really big steep drop in numbers of people coming in and getting vaccinated. Which is also really hard for us as a vaccination centre to see, just when we still have such a large amount of the population that are still needing to get their first dose. And it's really hard to see that when people do have bookings in our system, but then also don't show up for those bookings, that the vaccinations that we have allocated to them and that we've already made up then have to go to waste at the end of the day if a walk-in or someone that walks in for a vaccination doesn't come and use up that vaccine. So it's pretty hard to see that happen.
The booking system has, it served a purpose, but now it seems that the doors have been pretty much flung open. And of course, you're not getting the traffic that you normally would in and around Cavendish Drive or around Monaco City that you might. And so at the moment, you know, available to just pop in anyway. What's the strategy or attitude from your business, Joshua?
Absolutely. So, yeah, the booking system was great when we had those age brackets open up, but now it's getting to the point where, because we have walk-ins, it's not really necessary. Our vaccination clinic really wants to sort of work with our community and actually provide a service where we are directly going to all the local, you know, marais, churches, schools, community groups, and work with them directly from a vaccination perspective rather than them having to go through the DHB to get their community and get their contacts all vaccinated as well. So it's sort of part of a three-step plan from our vaccination centre point of view, and we're just trying to get anyone and everyone vaccinated that wants to get one.
You're right in the heart of things too. Monaco City is certainly one of the priority areas when we think of communities of interest, Papatoetoe, Manurewa as well. You straddle both. So what would you say of the real need for a significant push into the south side to make sure that everyone knows of the places available to get vaccinated, Joshua?
I definitely think that there is a point where it comes down to the government needing to have a system where it labels all of these vaccination centres. Because, I mean, for example, the Labor government last night just posted on their Instagram story and posts and stuff showing a whole bunch of vaccination centres, but also left out our chemists as well as many, many others, which also provide vaccinations in the South Auckland region, especially in the Monaco and Manurewa sort of areas, which to me seems a little bit bizarre when we're trying to have this big push of vaccinations. It needs to be reiterated that we are open and that these places can accommodate for everyone and anyone, regardless of their needs, if it's religious, you know, if they've got elderly with them, and if they've got children with them, which our chemist has been able to accommodate anyone and everyone that's walked through those doors.